Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to another famous Mr., Mr. Skin, about the 2011 edition of Mr. Skin's Anatomy Awards. Stick around. Is it getting hot in here?
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania area? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of Anatomy Award nominees who can't figure out why the studio is so darn chilly today. In the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Newton Theaters, Racktastic Redhead Angie Everhart co-stars in the retro sex comedy Take Me Home Tonight. Fast forward to the 56-minute mark and get Everhart when Miss Everhart busts out her boobage. Take Me Home Tonight will make you spank the bone tonight. New on DVD, Anne Hathaway stars in the Skinston classic Love and Other Drugs. We get four great looks at Anne's cans here, so forget how she hosted the Oscars and check out her Golden Globes. Side effects of Love and Other Drugs may include some stiffness in your pants. Sunday nights on Showtime continues to be go time for BoobTube News. Californication featured first-time fun bags from Melissa Stevens, while on Shameless last week, Emmy Rossum bared her big chest blossoms yet again. Maybe next time these Showtime foxes will show us their cable boxes.
MrSkin.com. Fast forwarding to the good part.
The 83rd Annual Academy Awards may have been a bit of a snore, but there is nothing dull or flat about the 12th annual Mr. Skin Anatomy Awards. Usually we can count on Mr. Skin to fast forward to the best parts in TV and film. But at this time of year, not at all coincidental to the Oscars, Skin and his staff of Skinvestigators single out the year's greatest flashes of female skin. There are our usual favorite categories, of course: best breast, best butt, best full frontal, best wet t-shirt, and of course, breast picture. But this wouldn't be the Anatomy Awards if Mr. Skin didn't add new, one-of-a-kind categories to recognize each year. I'm talking about best nude parasailing, best nude in an apron scene, best naked and dead, best glowing boobs, best network nip slip, best network butt crack. Mr. Skin has a way with words that makes Hugh Hefner seem, well, illiterate. You can see scenes from all the shows and the movies that we discuss by signing up for a membership at MrSkin.com. Mr. Skin, welcome back to Mr. Media, fourth time around.
Hey, Mr. Media, good to talk to you.
Good to see you. How you been?
Good to see you. Oh, been great. Very busy time right now. This is my, like if you were an accountant and it was April 15th, a lot of pressure, a lot of excitement, but this is my Super Bowl for what I do.
Is there, I mean, are there slow times in your business, or is it always, you know?
Well, you know, it depends, because with all these cable TV series, it seems like there's never off days. I mean, every week we have new nude scenes because the stars of shows on HBO and Showtime and the Stars Network are getting naked on a regular basis. And I don't get sick of seeing Emmy Rossum from Shameless naked, or I don't get sick of full frontal nudity in Spartacus. And we have new shows coming up, new movies, and from what I understand, there are no plans to stop putting nudity into film or television, so I think I'm okay moving forward.
Emmy Rossum, Shameless. Wow.
Ridiculous, and that show, whether you like it or not, you got to appreciate the fact that she's the female lead of the show and has been naked in almost every episode, and you're right, she has dropped that gorgeous. It's been a pleasure to watch those episodes.
She is a pretty stunning man. So before we get into the awards, I have to ask if there are any new vocabulary words that you've brought in this year. Any new uses of the word skin in the language?
Well, you know, I think it's more it's more about having fun with new shows and new actresses. You could always come up with a new word when something comes up. One thing that just happened yesterday, we had a meeting about the new show Camelot on the Starz Network, and Eva Green, who I love, a girl from The Dreamers, is naked, and it was like a preview of episode one, and she was naked. When you're naked in the preview, you got to feel good about that. And we were having a lot of fun for the Mr. Skin Minute that I was taping for Howard. Our joke was Camelot will make you come a lot. So we're we're always messing around with fun. Well, we have fun with what we do. That's the basic premise.
And for if anyone wants to question that, look up Amanda Pete on MrSkin.com.
Yeah, you almost see her Pete Moss, right? Yeah.
Watch her shave her Pete's. Her pits. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about this year's awards. Best Child Star. Grown Up and Out was Christy Carlson Romano in Mirrors 2. Interesting story behind her, right?
Yeah, you know, I personally don't watch the Disney Channel, but anyone who has young girls, kids, probably knows a little about these shows. And there was a cartoon a few years back called Kim Possible, and Christy Carlson Romano was the voice of Kim Possible, but a show that's more well-known is Even Stevens, that Shia LaBeouf came from. And the girl that played his Goody Two-Shoes sister was Christy Carlson Romano. So we're watching a movie called Mirrors 2 this year, and out of nowhere, this grown-up, beautiful woman is completely naked in a scene at the 21-minute mark. And we didn't recognize her at first as the girl from the Disney movies, but it was Christy Carlson Romano, and it was an amazing nude scene, and she won our Best Child Star Grown Up and Out. It's basically the Alyssa Milano Award, if you will.
This was a shower scene, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was just surprising because there's always that, you know, where there's a child star where they're on their show, then the show ends, and there's always that, like, couple of years where they disappear and you don't see them. Like what Alyssa Milano did after Who's the Boss, and then all of a sudden she was naked in, you know, Poison Ivy 2. But same with Christy Carlson Romano. There was a couple of years, like, whatever happened to that little girl from the Disney Channel, and now she's a beautiful woman and naked in Mirrors 2.
And just so people don't think that you and your staff of Skin Scouts are stalking young starlets underage, that was a situation, I'm guessing, where you saw her, and you guys went and looked to see, who is this woman? And then you found out, and you went,
Whoa. Oh, yeah, we didn't know. But, yeah, nobody in our office knew that show. But we saw her, went and looked back and said, oh, my God, look at her credits. She used to be on the Disney Channel. So then we went and did our research and said, wow, she was Shia LaBeouf's sister and all this. So that's how we find it. Yeah, we don't you got to be 18 to be at MrSkin.com.
Now, at the other end of the spectrum, Best Nude Over 40 was an actress who had already was already fully mature, had starred as a sex symbol in Xena, Warrior. Lucy Lawless. Tell me about her. And how surprised are we that at this point in her career she's doing a full, you know, nudity?
Yeah, I was surprised. The first season of Spartacus, Blood and Sand on the Starz Network, was one of the best shows for nudity on television, hands down, no pun intended. But when Lucy Lawless is one of the main characters, and in the first season she had some nude scenes, and by the way, she's the one who won our Best Over 40 Nude Scene. But what's amazing is, as great as it was in season one, season two on the Starz Network has been even better than the first season, and both for nudity, the show itself, and I always tell people the best way to describe this this show is if you took, like, the original Caligula from 1979, directed by Bob Guccione, and put it to modern-day television in HD, it's pretty much the same thing. There's orgies and slave girls and incredible sex every episode, and Lucy Lawless is right in the middle of it, getting naked all the time.
Is her husband the producer on this show, as he was on Zenith?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know. But if he is, he's doing a great deed for all guys.
A great public service.
She looks great, and there's been some. I don't know if you've watched some of the videos, but there's one scene in particular where she's having a conversation with her husband in the show,
yeah.
And they're just talking while he's having sex with a slave girl bent over, and they're just talking like it's two people sitting at a table drinking tea. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, because he's behind her, and she keeps looking to her left, which is where Lucy Lawless is, but it's actually, she looks at us, and to me, I just feel like she's breaking the fourth wall, looking at us going, what am I doing here? why is this man behind me? Why are you photographing me while this is happening? It's crazy.
Genius of the show.
Absolutely crazy.
Now,
should we all subscribe to Starz for the TNA?
Well, I'm telling you, Starz is trying to catch up to HBO and Showtime. It was Spartacus. They had a show called Party Down this year that won an award. They had another show called Gravity that had great nudity. This Camelot is, I mentioned Eva Green, but there were two other girls that got very naked. That looks like it's going to be fantastic. So, yeah, I think Starz Network has to, you know, if you're a fan of celebrity skin, the Starz Network has to be on your roster of stations to check out for sure.
Now, let's pick one more TV, and then maybe we'll take a break. Porn star gone mainstream, Sasha Grey in Entourage. Now, isn't that kind of cheating? I mean, we know that she's going to take off her clothes, but it was still kind of amazing to see.
Well, I'm a big fan of when a porn star goes mainstream. I think the first example of that was Jenna Jameson in Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie. And it's always, they're porn stars. Yeah, we've seen them in naked and having sex in every angle. But there's something about when it happens in a mainstream movie that's extra titillating. And the thing about Sasha Grey that was so neat this year, she was a recurring character on Entourage this season. You know, she had the relationship with Adrian Grenier. But what also was cool is during the scene where she was walking into the water, the full frontal shot into the pool, she was showing full bush, which is so uncommon these days. I remember the next day on Twitter, there was a whole debate, a master debate, about the importance of pubic hair, and it was just so cool because, you know, for young guys, they're not used to seeing that. If you grew up looking at Playboys in the 70s and 80s, that's common, but
right.
To a guy right now that's 19 or 20 years old, he may have never even seen bush in his life, so it was pretty cool that Sasha Grey did that. That's a side note to the fact that she was the most famous porn star to go mainstream this year.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the movies in the 12th annual Mr. Skin Anatomy Awards. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to, and hopefully watching, because it's more fun, the Mr. Media radio interview with Mr. Skin, founder of MrSkin.com. And we'll be right back.
This is a public disservice message from the National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Don't waste your evenings doing volunteer work at your local mental hospital. Remember, even if you do, the crazy people there will probably think you didn't.
Hi, this is Raquel Welch. Yes, that Raquel. And I'd rather stick needles in my ears than listen to one more minute of Mr. Media Radio.
This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to and hopefully watching the Mr. Media radio interview with Mr. Skin, founder of MrSkin.com, and the place where all your dreams can be found. So we left off. We were talking a lot about this year's Mr. Skin Anatomy Awards, and we talked a bit about TV. I want to jump over to film. One of the most interesting clips, I think, was from Machete, and I think I'd like you to tell everybody what that award was and for what.
Well, we had, for the first time in the 12-year history of the Anatomy Awards, we had our first ever Best Bone in Vagina Award, and from Machete, it was Myra Leal. And she, what happens in the scene, beginning of the movie, she's completely naked. Danny Trejo walks in and is carrying her, unfortunately, there's a double cross, and Danny Trejo is injured by her, and her superiors would like to talk to her, so they call her on her cell phone. But as I mentioned, she was completely nude, but she was carrying her cell phone, and she pulls it out. And what's so cool is they don't actually show her pulling it out, obviously, because it's an R-rated movie, but the sound effect they use of her pulling the phone out is priceless. But anyway, Myra Leal, proud winner of the best phone and vagina scene from Machete.
And so that would also give us an idea of the difference, I guess, between an R and an NC-17 would be whether you show the phone being removed or not.
Yeah, if the phone, if you actually saw the phone coming out, it would definitely be NC-17 or X.
All right, let's move on. The movie Piranha 3D was great fodder for you guys. How many awards did it actually win?
Well, it won, actually in the course of the year, won the best nude scene of the year, which was Kelly Brook and Riley Steele at the 25-minute mark, their underwater nude ballet, which was so great. Set to opera music. Wonderful. Of all the movies we saw, the one that we thought was, you know, above and beyond the call of nudity. And it also had the best nude parasailing scene, Gianna Michael. So three awards, that's pretty huge. That was like the King's Speech of my Anatomy Awards. So
the parasailing scene was something. I don't want to give away what happened there, but there's toplessness. I guess that's about all we should say.
There's toplessness, and soon after there's bottomlessness.
You gave it up.
Yeah.
Oh man. Now yeah. Another film that an award that caught my eye was the Best Naked and Dead, starring was Christina Ricci in
Afterlife. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this award a lot where an actress is actually supposed to be dead in a scene. And by the way, people, they're not really dead, they're acting. And it's happened quite a bit in our 12-year history. And in this movie Afterlife, Christina Ricci, not to give anything away, you're trying to decide, is she dead or is she not? And she is on the slab, topless, and it was our hottest nude while dead scene. We like to call that blue is the color of my true love's... No, forget about it. It is a. It's always fun if we could do a Naked and Dead, and we did that this year with Christina Ricci.
Now you had I think this is the first and maybe only best glowing boobs.
Oh yeah, I could pretty much guarantee this will never happen again. And in our 12-year history, it hadn't. Lola Davidson in The Caretaker. It's a horror movie, and she is. She has fake breasts. She's in the window at night. And she's teasing, messing around with her boyfriend. She takes two flashlights and holds them under her fake breasts, and they give out this amazing glow. She calls them booba lanterns. And it is just priceless. All 40 of these categories, 40 pictures that go along with it, are completely free for anyone to go and see. And I want to make sure you don't feel like you have to be a member to see this stuff. It's our gift to you. But anyway, the picture is so cool because you see this girl in the window and her boobs look like pumpkins. It's lit up at night. It's really great.
Now, let's pause for a minute and talk about the difference between what you can see for free on MrSkin.com and what you can see if you pay.
Right.
What is the difference?
Well, we actually give quite a bit away for free. In this day and age of the internet, that's not uncommon. But what our members get to see, you know, we have this huge database. We've always had a huge database. We try to chronicle every nude scene from movies and TV in the history of film and television. And we always give away a certain amount for free so people can get a taste of what we have. But our members get access to all the pics and clips of every nude scene in the history of film. Our non-members could read about this, could find out about it and go track it down themselves, which is fine, but we give enough away, like 40 pictures of the Anatomy Awards, to give you a taste of what's behind the curtain and the thousands of video clips and pics that a member would receive. So it's a good trade-off. If you don't want to be a member of our website, we still have, there's plenty of reason to come by. And when you are a member, you get so much more than someone that's just a lurker would get, if you will.
So I think I've said this in previous interviews, kind of the Anatomy Awards are kind of the heroine of MrSkin.com, that little taste to...
I think crack's a better word.
Okay, crack. All right.
No pun intended.
No.
But
yes, it was.
Yeah. Really, what I said, like, this is our Super Bowl, the Anatomy Awards, and this is a big highlight every year. But it's also fun. We also, at the end of the year, do our 10 best nude scenes of the year. I'm always doing things. We just did a thing, with all this Charlie Sheen craziness going on. We did a playlist of girls from Charlie Sheen movies naked, girls from Two and a Half Men naked, and we're always trying to kind of keep on top of current events and tie it into celebrity nudity. So there's always stuff to talk about.
Well, let's come back to that celebrity nudity in another film. I know lesbian scenes are very popular with the Skin Scouts. Julianne Moore this year.
Oh. Yeah. There was a big deal made of Black Swan with Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis, and hey, I thought the scene was hot myself. I enjoyed it. But the problem is, neither of those hot actresses got naked. So when I did the Anatomy Awards, I felt that the best lesbian scene of 2010 was from the movie Chloe with Julianne Moore and Amanda Seyfried for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're big stars. Number two, they were completely nude. Number three, if you watch it, you'll think it was an NC-17 scene, or it could almost been an X-rated scene. It was that graphic. And finally, it was the rare cougar kitten lesbian scene, which you never see, which is the older woman and the younger woman. So all those things factored into that being the best lesbian scene of the year.
Do you think we'll see more cougar kitten scenes now that you've brought a lot of attention to this one?
Now that I've trumpeted the rare cougar kitten, I think we're going to have to. What's hotter? I mean, so many times it's the older man, younger woman, but, what's hotter than the older woman seducing the younger woman? It's really great.
That one was quite a scene. Now, do you have any actresses you'd like to suggest team up? Because
you
have a lot of influence these days. Maybe you can make something happen.
If you're, Sofia Vergara, who we may say is the older woman, and maybe we find someone in their early 20s, maybe one of these girls from the WB and Annalyn McCord or someone like that. I'd love to see it. I think Sofia Vergara, if there's any question you ask, I'll try to work a way in where she could do a nude scene, because I'd love to see her nude too.
Don't you feel whenever you see her, though, in a scene, whether it's on Modern Family or something else, I feel like I've seen her nude, because she's so voluptuous.
I know.
Clothing that can hide that woman.
I have a feeling, though, if she ever unleashed those on camera, that you would be like, it would almost be too much to handle.
I hadn't thought about this ahead of time, but talking about her, I have to ask you, I had Raquel Welch on the show about 2 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah, and I had to ask. I said, tell me, Raquel, that somewhere, I said, I know you've never done a nude scene, per se. You've done, wet t-shirt,
a lot of bikini. Yeah.
I said, but tell me that somewhere along the line you did a photo shoot or you did something without your clothes because you wanted to record and you knew there was such interest that maybe even after you were gone. She said, nope, never did it.
It's unbelievable. I did find she's never been naked in a movie or television, let's say that, but I remember my good friend Celebrity Sleuth, who runs Celebrity Sleuth magazine, found some pictures of her at a photo shoot, and she was sitting on a chair in a short skirt with with nylons on and no underwear, and she was sitting in the chair, and it was supposed to be a non-nude pic, but the skirt rode up, and he has it in his collection and has shared it with me, of a lower, you can see right up this up the skirt. It's pretty amazing. But I wish Raquel Welch did a nude scene in a movie. It's one of my regrets. Raquel Welch is definitely a regret. Marky Post from Night Court, I always wanted her to do a nude scene, but Raquel Welch is definitely right up there.
Yeah, that was very cool. I thought you would appreciate that I had spoken to her and
oh,
asked
completely.
And asked the question.
Was she nice? Was she nice to you?
She was wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
I've heard maybe she's not always so nice, but she was great.
That's really cool.
We went from, it was supposed to be a 10-minute interview. I think we talked for about 45 minutes.
Well, and that was just about her breath.
It pretty much was, yeah. Pretty much was. Excuse me. So I want to ask you a couple more questions about TV, and then we'll kind of wrap up, because we left this out. Levin Ramin in Ramin.
Scoundrels.
In Scoundrels, yeah.
On
now,
ABC.
You did the great public service of slowing that down. Is that rare to see a nip slip on network television like that?
Unfortunately, it is. You know, it was almost 8 years ago, February 25th of 2003, when Charlotte Ross on NYPD Blue on ABC during prime time walked into Sipowicz's bathroom completely nude. And if you saw that scene today, you'd say, no way that was on network television. That had to be from an R-rated movie. It was 8 years ago when that happened. And now, after Janet Jackson, the FCC, I mean, any skin at all on, nude skin, is few and far between in the networks and really has to be accidental. And, you know, my skin scouts go through these TV shows frame by frame, and Levin Ramin was on a stage dancing in a bustier, and her right areola popped out of the bustier, and we thought it was cool. That was our best nip slip of the year. I wish I could sit here and say that, hey, Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck showed her breasts in an episode. That was the best network TV moment, but it's just not going to happen.
She's been on the show actually in the last couple months also, and I didn't ask her about that. I was pretty confident that she had not, but yeah, she's another one. We have very similar tastes here. We're, you know,
yeah.
She's a, man, is she a beautiful woman.
Oh, she's gorgeous. Good actress, too.
Yeah. And then I got to ask about Mary Louise Parker in Weeds.
Oh, yeah.
That's the bar scene, right?
Yeah, she won the best sex scene in a bar, and, you know, it also was one of the best nude scenes of the year, and it brings back to why these cable TV series are so great. She's the star of Weeds. It's a weekly show, well-written, funny. People watch it every week. But the main character walks into a bar, now hooks up with Zach Preppy Morris from Saved by the Bell, but okay. They get completely naked. He takes his belt off. He's spanking her, putting his finger in her mouth, having sex with her from behind. This is why cable TV is so great, because they're great shows and you get the bonus of this kind of sex. And that was a great, great moment in nudity this year.
It was something, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. Well, folks, listen, you can see all the action from all the shows and the movies that we've been talking about with Mr. Skin today by signing up for a premium membership at MrSkin.com. You can see some other stuff by going there and, you know, kind of lurking for free. But the premium membership really gets you in the door, gets you what you want to see. Mr. Skin, always a good friend of the show. We're delighted to have you today. Thanks again so much for joining us on Mr. Media.
No, my pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Thank you. And folks, for more original interviews, you can surf over to our main website, mrmedia.com, and subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen, as Mr. Skin does, with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, and thank you so much for joining us today on Mr. Media. See you next
My
time,
pleasure.
Everybody. Bye, Skin.
This is Question. You know me as the amazing Question. Whenever I'm in Vegas, I enjoy picking up girls with Mr. Media.